right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink filmmakers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty. ISIS.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars of this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Fuck, just take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Howdy.
Rosebud is a sled.
Rosebud is in fact a sled.
Just saying.
Vader is Luke's father.
Vader is Luke's father. That chick in the crying game is a dude.
Is a, in fact a dude.
Also, the
Einhorn is a man.
thing. Also, Ace Ventura. Chick is also a dude.
So.
What else can we spoil for people?
I don't know. Is anything not.
Spoil.
Is anything. Things. Can we spoil anything at this point?
Oh, yeah. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Herbal Kent, yeah. Whatever his name was.
Verbal Kent.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Soze.
That's right. Kevin Spacey, Kaiser Soze.
Yep. He is also the killer in Seven.
Right.
Which you don't. Well, that's not really, it's not like a surprise.
At the end, it was all really just in a snow globe.
Snape kills Voldemort.
That's right. Or Dumbledore. One.
Or Dumbledore. That's what I meant. Snape kills Dumbledore. What else?
I think that's it. I think we hit on the big like pop culture ones.
I'm trying to think. Right. I'm thinking of comic book ones. Batgirl, Batwoman is gay.
Okay, Batwoman.
As is North Star.
As is North Star.
As is somebody else was gay. Oh, Rawhide Kid.
Well, with a name like Rawhide Kid.
Uh huh. let's see. That's all the spoiler stuff I can really think
that's
of.
That's all I can think of, too. I mean, like, the major pop culture ones. I can't really think of any big ones. I mean, you know. I mean, other than the big one this week that
they
DC
killed,
really.
They killed Shane.
They did kill Shane.
There was that one. That's all I got.
Well, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
Episode 278.
We were just whipping spoilers out into the universe.
Well, we are, but we're going to talk about why.
Episode what?
278.
You realize that is a scant 22 episodes from 300?
I know.
Are we having a party for 300?
I don't think so.
22 weeks from now? When is it?
Yes.
22 weeks from now.
Many months. It's 5.5 months.
5.5 months. I mean, this is
March, April, May, June, July.
Well, that would be nice if we did something in the
July,
summer.
August, something like that.
That would be nice if we did something in the summer.
We have time to discuss it.
Well, that would be nice.
We can consider
episode. The 200th episode party went really well.
It for the most part, it did go very well.
I thought it went very well.
Absolutely.
I think we should do the same venue.
I don't know if we have access to that venue any longer.
Oh, we don't?
I'm not sure.
After last time?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oops. We may need a new venue.
We may need a new venue.
And speaking of new, let's talk about a couple of other new things. You know, there's a third chair at this program.
There is a third chair.
That could always use a new person in it.
Yeah, and we've had one or two people actually approach us for that.
Uh-huh.
And we're in talks with some of those people.
Uh-huh,
but,
very true.
You know, we're always... We're always in talks with anybody else who's interested.
Yep. I mean, hell, if Just Mike could do it, hell, then you could too, is pretty much what we're saying.
I was going to say, if Micabus Prime could do it,
wow.
He could do it. If
Angry Dan... No, Angry Dan was never
a producer. He was never a producer.
If Best Buy Billy...
Hey.
Sorry. Public Storage Billy...
That's right. That's
...could
right.
do it, then...
Right. Governor-elect, wasn't
if,
he?
If Monitor could do it...
Monitor did a fine job until he was kidnapped.
Stole all our stuff. Yeah, so
it was an inside job.
If you're in the northern New Jersey area,
that's right,
and you want to become part of an exciting and up and coming program,
well, I don't know about that.
Well, it's a lot of new things on the horizon.
There are things always
so,
on the horizon.
So, you know, once Studio Q here actually gets finished out,
right,
we do have some other plans.
Sure,
so
absolutely.
We would always be looking for more more peeps to become involved.
Absolutely.
Benefits to being part of Big Kez Geek stuff, you can get into Toy Fair.
Oh,
wait, no.
No. If you register under a different name.
Yeah, if you have a different program. no, I mean, there's tons of benefits.
No updates on that front, by the way.
Not a one.
People have been asking us pretty
feverishly.
If there were updates. And
I suppose you
no.
could have went fervent.
I think that's where I was trying to go.
Well, but feverishly, I think will work.
And then my brain stopped functioning.
Yeah, and it was just like click.
Aneurysm.
Click. Yeah, no, we are actively pursuing that. We're going to be sending a certified,
right,
actual paper letter,
right,
to the Toy Industry Association regarding what happened at Toy Fair. And then, of course, we are going to contact people who we weren't able to see.
Sure.
And we're going to tell them why. So. That all said, OG, we should probably do this.
Geek stuff.
Again.
What's in the news?
Although we have done that, we didn't actually give the episode title.
Oh, yes you did.
Did we tease it? I don't think I actually said it
said
was
the
spoiler
number?
Alert. I said the number.
Oh.
I don't think we said
that
it
title,
was spoiler alert.
That's it. The title is spoiler alert, where we will be spoiling a whole bunch of things,
Well, listen, we spoil people's ears every week.
Right.
We spoil an hour of their time every week.
Wow.
But the New York Post.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what?
They're
I'm not
spoiling
blaming,
info.
I'm not blaming the New York Post.
No?
No.
Who you
because
blame? You blame DC?
DC. Because the New York Post was given the story by DC and
DC,
told to run it.
Hey, listen. DC is just trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, or Marvel.
Oh, exactly.
Marvel, who would...
Who is retaliating back? We'll get to that in a second.
Uh-oh. Oh, the retaliation. What kid are
really
they going to kill?
It's not really a retaliation.
Are
but
they killing
sort of
a
is.
Spider-Man? Because isn't there like six of them now?
I think so.
Spider-Men?
They should kill off Venom, who's not Eddie Brock, but is Flash Thompson and has combat boots and uses a gun.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking Venom.
Yeah, I kind of like the design
no.
on that character
no.
now. I'm
no.
not saying I would ever read it.
No.
I'm still holding fast at two Marvel books.
That's it?
Wait, is it two?
I'm up two.
Oh, yeah, two.
I'm at three. Four, I'm at four.
You're at
four.
Wait, what are the? Well, you're reading the awful Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, Savage Wolverine.
Oh, you're reading that?
I really liked it. Yeah, I liked
wow,
it.
Wow. Okay.
And I liked the story too.
Yeah.
Uncanny X-Men. I read issue 2 this week. I liked it.
Ugh.
And
that's going to be more than four then, sir.
Then Nova and Guardians.
Right.
So what? Five.
Five. You're reading more Marvel books
I know.
Than me?
Crazy.
Wow.
Well, Savage Wolverine, I believe, is a short run. I don't think that's a long run.
Okay.
So I think I'll only be reading that until it's done.
Uh-huh.
Uncanny's actually been pretty decent, although I'm still confused because I didn't follow everything that happened in
right.
Avengers vs. X-Men, so I'm
sure.
trying to catch up. Superior Spider-Man, I'm a glutton for punishment. Nova Nova was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really – I'm trader-waitering Nova.
And
– Guardians.
And Guardians.
Guardians had a point one.
Point one.
Right.
Was also really good.
Yeah.
Was also really good setup to Star-Lord and where the series is going
to
go.
I'm really looking forward
and
to reading that.
I'm really convinced that Guardians and Nova are going to be completely and totally intertwined with each other.
Yep.
So I kind of feel like if I'm reading one, I got to at least check out the other.
You know, and because I feel really bad about that because I really want to read Nova on a regular basis, but I have committed to not reading more than three Marvel books.
I know. But Rocket Raccoon and somebody else, I can't remember who it was just, in the first issue of Nova.
If they would just kill fucking Daredevil,
then it would be over.
I could be done.
You could read Nova.
Do you know where Cap is, by the way?
No, I don't care where Cap is.
I'm just saying.
Is he Highlander or S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No.
Oh, good.
I'm just saying, if you know what's going on at Cap right now,
yeah.
Cap may be...
Damian Wayne again?
Damian Wayne? No, Cap may be... Cat may become part of books that you're currently reading, sir.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to say anything.
Uncanny X-Men?
No. No?
No. Oh, Guardians?
I'm not saying
anything. Because Tony Stark definitely appears in the first issue of Guardians.
He has to, because he's the lead player.
But he appears in a I'm joining the team capacity, at least for a mission in the first issue. But anyway, enough Marvel chat.
But enough of that.
Actually, no, we could stick with Marvel chat.
Let's talk about the Four Horsemen.
Wait, what?
Marvel's bringing them up randomly.
No, just because. Marvel 1. What is the? Do you know anything about this? So
Marvel
there was a teaser.
One?
There was a teaser image earlier this week. It's a Marvel book with an all black cover and a giant number one.
Okay.
On the cover, and then there is a second teaser image that was released.
Uh huh. Okay, so that's...
So this is the first teaser image with a giant just number one, and it says first.
Okay.
And it's got a bunch of character names in there, Cap, Thing, Spider-Man, etc.
Okay. Are they renumbering?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
The second teaser image...
Is it the number 52?
Is this, with 52 slash marks.
One a week?
I don't know.
All right.
So that's what I meant by Marvel is
the new previews catalog came out today. Well, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. So what I'll do is I'll investigate if we have any more news on whatever Marvel's going to screw up.
Right.
This time around, we'll report on it next week.
Perfect.
Or if you know what Marvel's going to screw up before we do, give us a call at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And leave us a message over there. You know, you can always call the GVM line, leave us a message or ask us a question or make a comment or just comment about how much you love the show,
et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Damian Wayne.
Deader than hell.
Dead.
Spoil.
Double dead Deadski. Batman Inc. this week.
Yep.
Which marks the end of Grant Morrison's run. Grant Morrison, who, of course, gave us.
Out with a bang.
Yeah. Well, Grant Morrison gave us Damian Wayne.
Uh-huh.
And figured if I'm going.
He's coming with me.
I'm taking the kid. The only thing that I don't read Batman Inc. We say this every week. You're like, you should. And I'm like, but I don't. Et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So everyone's
reading it this week.
I don't know how he died or how.
Oh, I haven't. I'm not spoiling that.
But he died. And some people are pissed.
I'm going to spoil it.
Okay.
Cholera.
Damn that cholera. I was going with dysentery, but cholera works.
Cholera.
I thought it was a. Anyway. Damian Wayne, dead. And of course, the big thing this week was that the Post printed the story. Like 3 or 4 days ago, and everybody was up in arms. How could they do this? How could DC do this? Of course, the cover for issue 8, which has a big
RIP on
it over Damian Wayne's body, that image has been out for, 2 weeks now?
Yeah,
3 weeks at least.
But that could mean anything.
I don't think. Could it?
No. We really should say how Damian died. He got some bad spinach.
That's what I heard.
Caught the bug.
Spinach. Oh, I thought it was shellfish.
No, I think it was spinach.
I thought it was a bad muscle. He was having like some zupita clams, and
no, I'm pretty sure he was having a spinach salad. Didn't wash it real good. Got the bug.
That happens.
And that's it. And he's done.
So Damian Wayne. So now, of course, people are
which is fine by me because I hated that kid.
Right. So now there are two things that is significant about this. One, what's going to happen with Batman and Robin?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And two, who's the next Robin?
If there is going to be a next Robin.
The rumor mill amongst the persons talking is that it might possibly be Harper Row. Harper Row was a little girl that was in the first issue of Batman, and she was in Batman 12. There was that was that weird in-between issue with the little girl. She's coming back in issue 18, 19, and I think 20 of Batman. And Snyder has already said that they're gearing her up for a more significant role in the Batman universe, blah, blah, blah. Now, the other rumor for Harper Row is that she might become the new Oracle-type character. Because, clearly.
Well, that makes more sense.
Barbara Gordon is still walking.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So she's still Batgirl at this point. So Harper Row has big things planned, whether or not it's Robin or not. I'd prefer that she went the Oracle route. Although, you know, Robin, whatever. Female Robin.
What about... Hasn't been done before. Well, Jason Todd is all messed up again.
Right. I also heard that, you know, there's some speculation that Red Robin might go back to being Robin.
Right.
Who's Red Robin? Is that Drake?
That's, yeah, Tim Drake.
Might go back to just being Robin and we no longer have to confuse him with the burger joint.
Yeah.
So, whatever that is.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he give awful service too?
Hey. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
James McAvoy.
I don't want to hear this.
Why?
Because I can see it from here and I don't want to hear it.
The deal is finalized.
He will be portraying
Eric Draven in an upcoming reboot of the Crow franchise.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable because you don't like the Crow?
Unbelievable because
James McAvoy has better things to do with his life than be the Crow?
Let me tell you why it's unbelievable on about 18 levels. One, James McAvoy, like, is so much better than the Crow. That's number one. Number two... Really? Do we need to reboot the Crow? I mean, it's dated as it is, number one. Number two, it's been done and Brandon Lee died making the movie. Do we really want to reboot this?
The first movie. But there were, what, two more movies and a bad TV series?
Well, yeah, but that's not the point. The point is this is a rebooting, right? He's going to play Eric Draven.
Yeah, right. So it goes back to the original.
It is the original. So that said, I really think this is
up. Is James O'Barr still around?
Yeah.
He's not dead yet?
No, I think he's clean, too, which is really weird. Yeah, because I interviewed him quite a while ago, and, man had some
issues.
Problems. I don't want to hear this one either.
Matthew Vaughn.
I don't want to hear this one either.
He's producing.
Producing.
Yeah, no, we already have the director. The director is Josh Trank, who directed Chronicles.
Right.
Matthew Vaughn is going to...
Right.
Matthew Vaughn is going to be producing this now. And this, of course, was brought to us by Mark Millar himself, who is still... creatively.
And what are we even talking about?
Oh, the Fantastic Four movie. I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
The Fantastic Four reboot.
This is the fuck you to Marvel by which studio?
By Fox.
By Fox.
Yep, Fox has this. Fox trying to build their own maybe universe.
Yeah, so let's talk about what's happening here. The rights of the Fantastic Four were going to revert from Fox back to Marvel Studios.
Right.
Marvel Studios would then reboot the Fantastic Four within the Avengers universe.
Correct.
However, Fox, being the utter and complete douchebags that they are, said, no, fuck you, we're going to reboot the Fantastic Four so that we can maintain the rights for one more movie. So they're going to make a terrible Fantastic Four movie, one, and I think that's it. All they're allowed to do is one movie.
Well, I don't know. Do they regain control of the rights after the one?
I don't know how that works. I assume no. I thought this was really just a fuck you, Marvel. We're not going to let you take it and put it in your universe is where I thought this was going.
I thought they had to make a movie, but if they made a movie, they retain the rights.
Well, that could be, but that's still pretty shitty.
Well,
considering that how...
Fox sees potential.
Well, I'm just disgusted.
Speaking of Fox. Megan Fox. She's all buddy-buddy with Michael Bay again.
She is just so, like, unbelievably pointless at this point.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Megan Fox, brunette, sort of dark skin, playing...
Don't say it.
April O'Neil.
Who is a redhead.
Pale-skinned redhead. In the TMNT reboot coming from Michael Bay.
Oh, no. That's the Space Turtles one.
Yeah, but I think they've gone back. I don't think they're from space anymore.
Unbelievable.
I think that might be done. I think the space part of that is done.
She's so irrelevant as to be grossly irrelevant.
I say that she should do the voice of Venus de Milo. Do you remember Venus de Milo, the female turtle?
Ugh, I say that they should give up
Turtle movies. At this point, you know what? I don't say give up on Turtle movies, but because I'm in the right hands, I think it's still a viable franchise. But yes, I just don't see
animators.
I just don't think Michael Bay is the right hands, and that's part of the problem.
But the Transformers movies.
There's another one of those coming too.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's it for news. The only other thing I have is that Dinklage, Bryan Singer has said that Peter Dinklage will not be a CGI character, and he will not be Puck. So we still don't know who he is.
Trask?
Well, I think that's still probably the most likely, most likely character.
Trask is the one who creates the Sentinels.
Bolivar Trask.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
The other two pieces of news were, one, Mark Hamill has now been officially approached.
That's right.
For Star Wars 7.
Right.
And Carrie Fisher was yanked off a cruise ship for having a nervous breakdown.
I think she had a nervous breakdown and went batty.
Oh, my God.
I think she was taken off a cruise ship.
Was it batty like, woohoo, I'm going to do another movie?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think so.
It was like, I'm trapped on this boat.
It might be.
I got a crap in a bag, but everything works. But I got a crap in a bag.
Yeah. It could be any one of those.
She's crapping in a hallway. But the bathrooms work.
Just talking to herself.
Wow.
Running around the deck in the slave Leia.
Well, they better get the footage of her they need and quick.
That's going to be a rough. Out of all of the agings.
Uh-huh.
That's a rough one.
J.J. Abrams.
That's a rough one.
God bless you, J.J. Abrams.
from Jedi Carrie Fisher to modern day Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
That is a rough transition.
You know what, though? In the last couple of years, like, she would, like, get all Weight Watchers and she looked
slimmed down
all right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to put her in a slave Leia costume.
No. But even if they put her, in a Hoth outfit.
They're going to bun her heads or anything like that.
No. They'll give it some sort of elaborate braid or some shite.
Just, it'll be fine if they can get her. You know,
sane
there and sober and
listen,
sane.
Listen,
well, no one's getting her sane.
It's real easy when no one's looking. Just pop a couple pills down her throat.
What? Yeah, seriously. What is she? B.A. Baracus from the A Team? I ain't getting on a plane, Hannibal.
Just a couple of.
Hey, B.A., what's that over there? You put a needle in my neck.
That's it. Couple of drugs. She'll be fine.
We'll see.
All right, with that
breakdown on a boat.
What are you gonna do?
All right, OG, let's take our first break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 278, spoiler alert.
Ahoy, hoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. After much anticipation, Sony has announced their new home video game console, the PlayStation 4. And despite discussion that the PlayStation 4 might be named something else, since the word 4 sounds so close to the word death in Japanese, Sony said, grow up, you superstitious idiots. It's called PlayStation 4. Change your alphabet if you don't like it. Leading up to the event, I told GamesRadar's Hollander Cooper they would only show a logo, the console form factor, and a few technical demos at best. And wow, was I wrong. Sony talked about the technical specs, which includes a non-cell-based processor, which was the heart of the PlayStation 3, in a move to be easier for the developers to program, and a whopping 8GB of GDDR5 RAM. If you're not familiar, you should be very impressed. Sony went on to talk about the controller's new features, the DualShock 4, which included a slightly evolved form factor. It wasn't broke, but they didn't fix much. But now includes a touchpad in the middle of the controller, with a surface similar to something you'd find on the back of a PlayStation Vita. How it will be used is still up to developers, but it's a great touch. No pun intended. There's also a light sensor on the top of the DualShock controller, so it could be used like a Move controller. Yes, they're still pushing the Move. And the final addition is the Share button, which when pressed brings up a menu so you can scan the last few minutes of your gameplay, select the part of the game you want to share, a screenshot or video, and share it with your friends. The PlayStation 4 console itself was not shown because Sony said they'd like to save something for E3 in June. Which makes you wonder if there's something unique about it, and it's not just a black box. Maybe if you set your controller on top, it recharges the battery? Maybe there's a dock of some kind? Who knows? Speculate away! There is one bullet point that's still pretty vague, so I'm not going to talk too much about it. And that's the streaming service Sony bought, Gaikai. It's a technology that lets you play games and demos, but not from a disc, but from an internet stream. experience with other similar services, like OnLive, proves this technology works in theory, but the lag is still a big issue for multiple factors. So it exists. Sony spent $500 million on the technology, but until I see it works, I'm still skeptical. Streaming a PlayStation 2 game? Sure. Streaming a PlayStation 4 game? I don't know. And finally, Sony showed off what people really care about, the games. The games that were shown were Knack, Killzone, Shadowfall, Drive Club, Infamous, Second Son, Deep Down, and Watch Dogs. All looked really great, but didn't give me that huge wow factor I was expecting from a next-generation console. Albeit, these are trailers for unfinished launch titles, so you can't criticize or praise them too much one way or the other. But all you need to know is the console looks very impressive, the games are going to look amazing in time, and you really should want one. The PlayStation 4 is due out this holiday, 2013, probably right before Black Friday. This is Coke Logic, signing off for GameStop.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 278, spoiler alert. Don't forget, of course, we have the Amazon Associate link.
Yes.
And it's been doing very well. And we'd like to thank all of you who are using that link.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to buy something from Amazon, you can help out the show by just going over to page.
Right, and you'll see the link.
Geek Stuff, it's right at the top.
Huge. It's right at the top of the page.
And we really appreciate that. You're helping us keep the show moving along here as we move into some new and exciting projects, which we will be sharing with all of you in the coming weeks.
Geek Stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Comics. Well, we mentioned a couple of things already.
Yeah, we did. We mentioned that Batman Incorporated number 8 came out.
That's right.
And rumor has it that this book is selling out at a lot of places. So if you're a regular reader of this book, you may have a little trouble finding it. But apparently more are coming.
Yeah, they'll do a second printing or
no, whatnot. Even more of a first
printing. Oh, more of a first printing? Also out this week, we didn't mention, but Batman The Dark Knight, number 17.
Yes.
Dark Knight has been really picking up. I wasn't a fan of it when it first kicked off, if you remember. But
I was in the original run.
Yeah, well,
started over again. Right. I didn't like it. But now it's getting good.
Yeah, Mad Hatter is the focus of the last couple of issues. It's been really, really solid. Also out this week, Talon. Number five.
Is that
this week? Mm-hmm. Uncanny X-Men 2, which I think I had mentioned already.
Right.
Guardians of the Galaxy
Point one,
which I mentioned already.
Yeah.
Official announcement, by the way, with the exception of Batman, Green Arrow, and Saga. Oh, and maybe JSA. Oh, JSA, by the way, really good last week.
Yes.
Or JLA, sorry.
JLA Whistling Skull. Right?
No. I mean Justice League of America.
Oh,
the new Justice League reboot.
Yeah.
Really good last week. With the exception of those four books, I am going all digital from now on.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
All digital. Well, first of all, space.
The Final Frontier.
Yes. I just don't have room to store boxes and boxes of comic books anymore.
I hear you.
And someone asked me, I was talking about this online, and someone asked me, well, what about the resale value of comics? This isn't, you know, this isn't the 70s and the 60s.
Yeah.
Comics don't have resale value. I mean, unless you're actively getting, this is my personal opinion, you could disagree, and if you do and you want to call the GVM line.
425-920-6050, bitches.
Please do, we'd love to hear your opinion. But unless you're actively getting books graded, you know what I mean?
Even if you are.
Right. And even if you are, 1 in 10 might have value at some point in time. Books just don't carry the value that they used to.
Oh, you're totally right. So, you make a really good argument for digital comics.
So that's not that. And then the other thing is I've accepted that, unfortunately not with Marvel or Dark Horse, but with DC, on certain books that I'm reading, if I wait a month, which I don't care because I'm backlogged on most of my reading anyway, they're cheaper.
Really?
They're a buck cheaper. So I'll save a couple of bucks. I won't have as much shit to store. And Batman Saga, Green Arrow, those books I want to read when they come out,
exactly.
I will be getting those books.
Gotcha.
The Marvel books I'll be getting every week when they come out because there's no discount on those. And same thing with Dark Horse. So I'm all digital except for those four titles.
That's cool. I want to get there myself. I'm actually putting the majority, I'd say 90% of my collection together for sale.
Yeah, you know, we probably talked about it on the show now, but it's got to be going on 5 or 6 years ago. I sold my entire collection.
I remember.
I sold everything but my trades. I had no comic books at all in my collection until I think until New 52.
I was going to say, yeah.
And then it was like, it was like fucking cancer for me. I just started buying everything again. I was buying shitty Marvel books.
Not cancer.
Yeah, it spread rapidly throughout my whole body.
Okay, I was going for, like, addiction.
No, it was eating my wallet.
Okay.
And I had to hit it with the chemo and get rid of a bunch of shit, which I've done. Uh-huh. I pared it down.
I got you.
You understand?
And digital's good, though.
And I'll be honest with you, the thing I like about digital, too, it's made it really easy for me to read. And it's made me actually be able to keep on top of certain things a little bit better. So I'm down with the digital.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What?
What's that device behind you?
What, my tablet?
Yeah.
I have a tablet.
What kind of tablet?
It's a Samsung. The Galaxy Tab 10.1.
Well, why on earth would you have that?
Because I'm an Android guy. I'm a Samsung guy. You know this. This is not new.
As we're surrounded by Apple equipment.
Well, that's because the show dictates that we have Apple equipment. And my wife walks the path of the dark side.
Oh, does she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Apple's the dark side?
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Her little tablet thing or phone or bonus monitor, her laptop. Well, it's what she does. It's
Galaxy,
work.
Huh?
Anyway, all digital.
That's it. I don't think there were any trades of significance.
I didn't see any significant trades that really grabbed me this week.
Yep.
And there weren't a lot of indie stuff that I like independent titles that had that had really Masks number four came
Masks
out, but you're
four.
Not reading
Lone
that
Ranger
really, so.
33.
Oh,
came
did Lone
out,
Ranger
think,
come out this week?
Yeah,
I must have missed
I mean,
that.
I've left the Lone Ranger, sir.
Nice. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
The Lone Ranger. Yeah, I also am paring down. Now, listen, we're not advocating that anybody should be quitting reading comics, you know, because I'm still going to read stuff when it comes in trade format and so on and
certainly.
So forth, but it's just sometimes the grind and sometimes the sort of less than stellar value I feel that we're getting lately from some of the books, like the art is not so good the stories are not so good.
I'm sorry, but at $3.99 a book,
it's got to be really good.
It's got to be worth my money.
Bucks. $4.
You know, $4 is like, that's like breakfast. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The one we should talk about, though, is the Rocketeer Hollywood Horror.
I saw that came out. Yep.
That came out. That looked really good.
But see, the Rocketeer stuff, I've decided that I want to read, but I'm going to wait because I know they'll collect them.
That's a trader waiting for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll wait and I'll get it off of Amazon or the Philly Comic Con for like half price. So
Philly Comic Con?
Whenever that is.
Soon, isn't it?
I think so. No, that's in the summer. I think that's like July.
I thought it was early June.
No, maybe. Well, he's still, even June is a couple months away. We're not even in March yet, technically.
True.
All right.
True that.
Let's move on.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
I got two things. You got one thing. You want to go first?
Yeah. Well, wasn't there a DVD?
Oh, there is a DVD. Yes. Yeah. This week, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Rise of the Turtles. This is the first DVD of the first couple episodes. I don't think it's all of season one, which is why I'm not going to buy it. But it's the first couple episodes of, or the first half of season one of the new TMNT cartoon.
When are they going to stop this?
They're never going to stop it. You know why?
Parents are dumb.
Not only parents, but fucking we're dumb. Not me and you, but our people are dumb. When sci-fi, who is the biggest culprit, the biggest culprit in this, was putting out Battlestar Galactica season 2.5, 3.5, fucking buying it. I was still working in the DVD store then. That shit would sell out when it came out. So as long as it sells, why wouldn't you do it? You took what used to be a $60 set, made it into two $60 sets.
Right. Terrible.
Fucking dummies we are.
Okay, so that was
so
it
that
for
was the DVD
the
this week.
DVDs. Okay, and what was your thing that you wanted?
Product?
Yeah.
Well, I have two.
That's the segment, right?
It is the segment.
If I recall the stinger moments ago.
Coming out this week, actually coming out tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And by the time you hear this, may be very well sold out at most retailers.
Right.
This is
bugging me.
This is the Huck G post-apocalypse dunny series. So if you remember a while back, we talked about the apocalypse dunny series with pieces from like John Paul Kaiser, Chris Raniak, and Huck G actually had a piece in that line. So this is the post-apocalypse series. There are 13 different designs and a handful of variants.
Uh-huh.
I know at least three or four.
Right.
They're going to retail for $10 a piece. If you're lucky, you'll probably see them for like 12 and 13, depending on where you buy them.
Right.
Cases are going anywhere from 160 to 180.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
But there's less in a case this time around, right?
There's way less in it. Yeah, I forget what it is, but in a regular Dunning case, there's more. Well, this is those in-between sets, you know.
Right.
They do their major release each year.
Right.
And then they do the, like, handful of in-betweeners.
Right.
Like the Black and White series. Sure. That was an in-betweener. The Azteca was an in-between series. So this is one of those. So there's less pieces in the set, but there's also less pieces in the case. And I think the blind boxes are actually a little bit more. Like, I think the regular Dunning blind boxes are $7.99 or $8.99. These are $9.99.
Wow.
Some of the designs in this series are really fucking awesome, and some of them are a little weak.
Right.
I personally,
I love them. I mean, I love the ones I've seen so far. I really love and
I
that
want
one,
them all.
That one's still on my list.
Yeah. Well, the his from the
is that
Apocalypse
the
series.
One?
That is the Huck G from
the
Apocalypse.
That's
yeah.
actually on my list.
They pretty much took this and spun it off.
Yeah.
The cyborg looking pieces are fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have a great picture of them here. I
don't
know if I could find them, but
well,
the
I'm
masks
sure
come off. And
yeah,
they're fucking cool. But you know, and it's more of that Road Warrior. They're
right.
more like kind of a Road Warrior
yeah.
slash
Road Warrior dummies.
Yeah, but they're cool as hell. So those are out.
Well, you can check out images of this series up on the photo gallery at Big Kez Geek Stuff.
That's right, and I'm going to recommend if you want to get these, especially if you're on the East Coast, but I mean if you're anywhere really online. My Plastic Heart
yes.
is releasing these online at 3 a.m. So before you hear this,
right.
several hours before you hear this online, it's already released.
Right.
And in the brick and mortar in Manhattan, noon. Both cases and blind boxes, both online and in the store.
Right.
Normally, the way he does it, Vin does it, is he has a certain allotment for online sales and a certain allotment for brick and mortar sales. So,
right.
although I have a feeling that these are going to sell because Huck G's last independent Dunning series, the Golden Life ones,
yeah.
the Samurai ones, I still want that fucking panda.
Right.
Sold out like gangbusters.
Right.
So I suspect these are going to go fast. Then the second thing that I wanted to talk about. And this is something that we've kind of been teasing, although we haven't fully launched the series yet. But this is a series of customs
okay.
by Fuller, is
Fuller.
The artist.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And these are Justice League customs, and they're
wow,
they're fucking amazing. I mean, these are Donnie's, 3-inch Donnie.
Yeah.
Right down to the box. I mean, he's creating box art for you,
yeah,
head of cards,
that.
The Donnie sculpts, you know, he's
are
adding
these one-offs?
Capes. They are one-offs. Wow. However, they're all claimed already. But I've already contacted him because, well, that's the Batman one, which
wow.
is amazing. But that. So
the Green Arrow.
The Green
one.
Arrow with the quiver and the
uh-huh.
hat. And, I mean, it's awesome. The price on this, if you want it with the box.
Right.
Is, I think it's 90.
You got to get the box.
Right. And if not, I think he's doing 70 if you want like a header card.
Right.
But he's got a waiting list. It's like the 4 or 5 month waiting list. So I've already contacted him about Green Arrow.
Right.
And I think I'm going to be jumping on that waiting list.
Do you have anything
soon
that I would like?
So, no Joker, if that's what you're asking.
No Joker.
Not that I've seen, but if you go over to his website, we're going to post a link to it, Fuller's site, he does a lot of commission work. And he's got – so if he's doing JLA already, he may have already done a Joker. Maybe I just don't know about
right.
it, or maybe it's in the works.
We'll see that Batman again.
But certainly I bet if you asked him
– oh, I bet he would.
I bet he would.
Wow.
I bet he'd do
that.
Batman, Harley, Joker, whomever you ask. As a matter of fact, depending
would he
on
– would he do the Condiment King?
He might if you asked
if
him.
If he did
if
the Condiment King.
If you sent him artwork, I'm sure he would do it. I am once I
want the animated one.
Once I pull the trigger on Green Arrow, because 90 bucks is
a bit,
a lot. Once I pull the trigger on Green Arrow, I'm pretty positive I'm going to ask him, or I'm going to try to talk to him about doing a Black Canary for me also.
Nice,
so I can have a set. But yeah, you definitely need to check out. I will post a link.
Okay.
You definitely need to check out this guy's work. I mean, all of his customs are fantastic.
He's Speedy with like a hypodermic.
Maybe I'll just keep on filling out the
whole
line
family, the Green Arrow family of characters.
Yeah. You know, you gotta go through. I'll try to get modern Green Arrow with a hood, instead of a Robin Hood
that
hat.
Ridiculous on one ear hat.
You know what though? But for the Dunny design, I like that because
yeah.
the alternative would have been to sandwich it between
yeah.
the 2 ears,
which would have been
awkward. And that would have been awkward. So I'm okay with covering the one ear and doing it on the
side.
So definitely check out Fuller Designs. Again, I will post a link. And yeah, that's going to wrap up my portion of the product.
Yes, and lastly, we want to close out tonight with a tremendous piece, another one, man. Coming to us from Kotobukiya.
That's right.
Kotobukiya.
Never fails to disappoint, Koto.
No, never fails not to disappoint.
Not to disappoint.
Yeah.
Yes.
You said never fails to disappoint. Wait, never fails to disappoint.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
They never disappoint.
They never disappoint.
Yeah,
is what
that's
I meant.
It. That's it. And they have completely not disappointed here. Stupid English. It's
English.
It's the brand new Kotobukiya Darth Vader, but this is the
Return of Anakin.
Yes, the Return of Anakin edition of Darth Vader. So this is modeled after his appearance in Return of the Jedi.
Right.
Or as we call it now, the old saga ending.
That's right.
The artifacts pieces, now they stand about, 7 inches or so tall. And we've talked about most of the ones that they've put out since they've put out this line. You may remember we did a contest a while back about some stormtroopers. There were two in a pack.
Right.
And you could use the different pieces to make a variety of different poses. Absolutely amazing stuff that Coder's doing. The little magnets so that you can put the limbs on the way you like.
Yeah.
Those. Well, this is another. They did one Vader from that series already. This is another one. This one now has some different options, though.
Right.
He has the lightsaber, where the last one I don't think did.
I think the last one had the saber in a different pose. Didn't
no, I thought he was just holding the belt in the original one.
Oh, maybe.
Think that was it. I think. I don't know. It's been a while, and I have him set up that way, so I haven't even looked in that box in a long time. But this one looks like saber up, hands that hold saber up. Hands that hold saber down.
Right.
Kind of in that sideways, I'm going to bat you kind
of. Yeah, it's kind of like, I would say that's a defensive stance versus a offensive stance. Yeah.
I would say that would be the offensive stance.
Really? Kind of
like, down here, I'm about to bat.
Really?
As opposed to this?
Yeah. I don't know.
This looks defensive to me.
That looks like you're getting rid of the swing, like you're batter up.
No. He's not like out here. He's like, it's clutched in. I say that's the defensive pose.
Either way.
Also, a couple other things. He has the choke arm.
Right.
Or hand. I guess that would be the whole arm because you're extending out the whole
arm.
It
is the whole arm, yeah.
The choke arm as well as the head reveal head.
And also, hands. We mentioned that he has the two different hand poses.
Right.
But for the upward hand pose, the offensive, defensive.
The one
stance,
I'm calling defensive.
he's got the extra hand so
right,
that it's
so
a double. It's a double.
Double
grip on the saber.
But on the chokey hand, it's
right.
Just one hand.
So now you're like three sets of hands, and then helmet off.
And a helmet off.
Right.
To reveal the crusty old white guy underneath, right. As they said in
Chasing
Amy. Yeah. So it's a beautiful sculpt. They got it right down to the letter with the Return of the Jedi appearance, a variety of different poses. So here's what I like to do with mine. I like to, and we've talked about other ones, what I like to do is the ones that have the multiple posing things, I like to change them like every other month.
Yeah, just swap them
up. Mess with people who come to my house. And it's like, wait, wasn't that the, and I'm like, no, it wasn't. Why?
I think if I had to pick a pose for this one, I think I would have to go with choke. If I had to just go with one,
really?
I think I have to go with choke.
I gotta go. All right, but I gotta do.
It's either choke. It's either choke or saber out.
I gotta do saber out and choke hand. So like, I'm gonna draw you in with the choke hand, and I'm gonna bat you with this saber.
Saber. All right.
I like that one.
All right.
And helmet off.
Helmet off. Wow, that's just confusing at that point.
What's going on? This is like Force Unleashed Vader somehow, but with less damage. It's like weird. But the Artifact series, great, affordable stuff. What are they, like, the
50
40,
bucks?
$40, $50
yeah,
range?
I, depending on where I've looked online,
right.
They range from 45 to 55.
Right. Well,
somewhere
any,
in that ballpark.
Any sort of statue or display piece that you can get that has multiple pieces, that gives you multiple ways to display it, that's a lot more versatile and a lot more attractive to me. Than something that's stagnant. That said, Kotobukiya makes some great stagnant pieces.
Oh, of course.
Like,
yeah.
We've talked about a few of those. They have another great one coming out, The Killing Joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joker is coming out. We're very much looking forward to that. We haven't gotten yet.
Like the Bishoujo stuff.
I was about to say,
yeah.
We haven't gotten Jaina Solo.
She's out.
I know. Yeah. We're hoping to be able to get her and talk about her. She looks really terrific. Again, static, yeah. Right? Static. Piece, not really interchangeable. But the great thing about these Artifacts ones is that they're a great scale.
I love
affordable.
It. The 7.5-inch yeah,
yeah.
scale, it's perfect.
They're a great scale, they're affordable, and you can do so many multiple things with them.
Let me ask you this. He stands about 7.5 inches tall.
Is that about right?
That's what the specs say.
Okay.
Are these actually 7-inch figures, traditionally?
Yeah.
Vader's a tall motherfucker.
He's in scale.
So
yeah.
He's in scale.
He's in
so
scale.
Luke in the Artifacts
the
line
troopers.
Would be...
Yeah, so the,
6.5, 7 inches.
Right. Well, I have them here. I'm looking at them,
yeah.
And I mean, we don't have a ruler in Studio Q, so I can't really measure them up. But I'd say that's like 7.5 inches.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
but what
hold
I'm asking
on.
Is,
I'm measuring him against something I know is 7.5 inches. So
no, it's 7.5 centimeters. Sir, totally different. Need
no,
a couple.
No, 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 sir.
No, what I'm asking
not
is
using British
is,
units.
Is Luke? So is Luke like 7 inches? I don't remember
Luke?
A Luke. There's a Luke Artifacts, isn't
there's
there?
Not a Luke Artifacts.
There's never been a Luke
no,
Artifacts.
Sir.
Okay.
Let me tell you what we have so far.
A Stormtrooper Artifacts.
Okay.
Are
yeah.
they are
they're
they closer
shorter.
To 7 inches? Six
yes.
and a half inches
yeah,
somewhere in
they're
that
shorter.
Range. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, these are definitely in scale with
okay.
each other. That's one of the details that Kotobukiya never misses on the,
sure,
on these lines, which is really great. No, there hasn't been a Luke yet. So the first thing I think with the Artifacts or the scale was they did the Clone Wars pieces.
Right. But didn't they do a Boba Fett though?
Is they
an Artifacts
did.
Boba
they
Fett,
did.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
they did. A,
they
well, did
go
a,
with villains.
They ju- well, it's funny that you bring up Boba Fett because next week.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the new Artifacts Boba Fett.
There you go.
So we're teasing that for next week. But
spoiler alert.
Let's talk. That's right. Spoiler alert. Let's talk about really quickly what they have come out with so far.
Okay.
They have come out with the first Vader. This is the second Vader we're discussing today.
Right.
We talked about the first Vader already. We talked extensively about the Star Wars the Stormtrooper 2-packs.
Right.
And we gave some of those away a while back. We talked about, I believe, the Clone Trooper
mm-hmm.
2-packs. Then there were some special, like, incentive, that were, like, dealer-only ones. There were the Shock Troopers.
Right, right.
There were the, like, the blue, like, the Sergeant Troopers. There was Emperor Royal Guard. Those were also 2-packs. These are all 2-packs so far. I think there were, like, Blackout or Shadow Stormtroopers, the Black Stormtroopers.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they did those as well. They did the Boba Fett we mentioned earlier. They have another Boba Fett coming out. They just announced. Let's see if we can get pictures up of this. I think I have pictures I can give you of Jango Fett. Artifacts Jango Fett could possibly be the best one in the series thus far. And I'm telling you, I'm saying that, realizing next week we are going to talk about an amazing Boba Fett. That Jango Fett, I'm telling you, man, that thing is rock solid. I can't wait. I can't wait to get a hold of one of those and see how they – I mean, there's got to be how many combinations in that? Like a bazillion.
I'd love to see because of the success of the Clone Troopers and the Stormtroopers, right. I'd love to see them put out, like, generic Mandalorian 2-pack.
I don't think they would do that.
I know they probably wouldn't.
Right.
I don't know that they'd be willing to take that risk.
Right.
Although,
well, Lucas
I
Film,
think it would sell.
Lucasfilm would have to approve that also.
No, I know, but who hasn't put out... I mean, there are Mandalorian figures, aren't there?
And sure, the but they're based on Clone Wars.
Okay, so?
But they're not doing anything Clone Wars. This is just original trilogy stuff they're doing in Artifacts now, I think.
Except that Jango Fett...
is original six films.
Oh, okay,
sorry.
Okay.
Well,
okay, so if they're doing... All right. So if they have the ability to do expanded universe in the Bishoujo line,
right?
They might have the ability to do it.
Okay, and I'll one up that. The R2 units, the Astromech line is coming out.
Those are I'm fucking dead.
I know they're amazing. We talked about the little green one that was the
that's
exclusive.
Already out right from
that
from,
was the Celebration
yeah,
exclusive.
Fucking hell, man! I've been trying to get one.
Right,
forget about it.
And
they're so expensive.
There was a gold one that we were supposed to get that we haven't seen yet. It was a Kotobukiya anniversary piece.
Right,
we're hoping to be able to talk about that at some point too, because that one looks amazing as
sure.
well. But this is the same scale.
Right, right.
So you're, I mean, They're definitely concentrating on things, I think, that are some of which are generic enough that they can do other things with, like troopers.
Right.
And astromech droids. But they're still hitting some characters that are really solid, like Vader and Boba Fett. And I'm sure they got more coming down the line.
Nice.
The question is, are they going to break out into individual characters? Are they going to break out like an old school Obi-Wan? Are they going to, you know, are at some point, are we going to see maybe some of the bounty hunters would be really interesting.
And they've done bounty hunters in other scales before, haven't they?
No, yeah, they did them
and
in
not other scales, but not in the Artifact series. It was
like the old school Artifact.
The original.
They were like 10 or 12 inches tall.
Because
like
I remember at least seeing Bossk and IG-88.
And you may recall we talked about that on the show because that was actually, if you collected all the bounty hunters, you had to build a Vader
right. That
stood
yes.
in the middle of them.
Yes.
Remember?
That was
really extensively
about
that.
Yeah, that was
a great
display.
Yeah,
it was Toy Fair a couple years ago that we...
Several years ago. Yeah. But, I mean, they all came out. I think we talked about all of them on the show. I'd have to go back and check, but I'm pretty sure we did. Because that series was really popular as well. So, anyway, look... Here's the bottom line with this, the Anakin Vader piece that we're talking about here. It really boils down to Kotobukiya. We have never seen a product from Kotobukiya that we even went like, okay, well, it's really great, but there's never been one.
Right.
There's never been one. And we are, you're a listener to the show. You know that if there's something that we don't like about something, we're saying it. And we've never been able to, I mean, I would love to find something bad to say about Kotobukiya. I'd love for there to be the opportunity for me to go, aha, well, see, here they did. I can't do it.
At least in the stuff that's covered in the studio.
They're spot on with their detailing. They're spot on with the representations. The sculpting is outrageous. Remember they were sculpting live at that one show? Outrageous. And you're looking and you're like, oh, my God. It was amazing stuff. Not to drag the point on, check out the brand new Darth Vader Artifacts figure.
Return of Anakin.
Yes, the Return of Anakin. Check it out. And if you can get a hold of one, there's a number of places you can get a hold of them.
Sure.
Maybe we'll talk about one
before
this segment ends. And you can check that out. It's really affordable. You're really going to love it. Vader fans. Kotobukiya fans, Star Wars fans, this is a great piece for you, so definitely check it out. Check out KotoUSA.com, I believe is the site.
It's KotoUS.com.
KotoUS.com, right. And, we'll look forward to talking about the new Boba Fett next week.
And I think with that, Big Kev.
Yes, OG, let's take our final break, and we'll be right back with the conclusion of Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 278. Spoiler alert.
Hey, this is Judah Friedlander, the world champion from 30 Rock and Stand Up, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff because you're a winner.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 278.
Superpower Collectibles.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I get confused. I got confused between the name of the episode and the fabulous sponsor, SuperPowerCollectibles.com.
That's right. SuperPowerCollectibles.com for all of your geeky goodness. Statues, comic books, figures, tons of licenses, tons of products.
Tons.
I noticed he's got a clearance section now, which is nice.
Oh, I got to check the clearance
section.
Check
out and see what kind of goodness is in there.
Oh, there is some goodness in there.
There's some real nice goodness in there.
What's that? What's that goodness there?
A couple of pieces I want, I think.
Oh.
I'm not telling anybody. I'm going to try to buy them first.
Oh, there's some good stuff in there.
That's what I'm screaming.
Wow, I'm going to go there.
So check out superpowercollectibles.com. Yo, I want that Boba Fett Mimobot.
Scroll it back up a little bit.
Want the Star Wars Mimobot.
No, was it a little... That thing. Okay, stop.
Which
one? To the left.
This?
No, to the left, sir. Yeah.
That's a Marvel Universe comic pack, Spider-Man and Captain Britain, sir.
Oh.
That's old Batman and Joker chess pieces from the Eagle Moss collection. We talk about all the time.
Oh, yeah. Is that the Dark Knight ones?
It is the Dark Knight ones.
Oh, those ones were tough to get.
I know, and he's got them on sale for $30.
Wow, that's awesome.
SuperPowerCollectibles.com.
Sweet.
So I'd say go over to SuperPowerCollectibles.com, and of course there is... The coupon code.
Yes, the coupon code BIGKEV is what you're going to put in there, and that's going to get you $10 off any order of $50 or more. And free shipping off of any order of $99 or more.
Nice.
So you can go right through the clearance section, get some stuff.
Stock up.
You can get some books. I mean, these are things you're going to buy anyway. It's things you may be looking for, things that maybe passed you by when you didn't have any money, but now you've got some money.
Use it there.
You can use it right over at Superpower Collectibles. You put Big Kev in there. You're going to save even more money. Get up to that 100. Not tough these days. Get to that 100, and you're going to get the free shipping on top of that.
Word.
And also, you're going to get a free gift from OG.
No, you're not. You're going to get my admiration.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
I thought it was a signed photo of you.
I'll send you a text message picture of a thumbs up.
Yes! Yes!
That's what you get from me.
Thumbs up from OG! Yo, speaking of autographed...
April.
Oh, we can't talk about that
yet. We can talk about it, but it's April.
All right, so let's just not talk about it then. Fine. So, as we were saying, Superpower Collectibles, use the coupon code BIGKEV. You're helping us. You're helping the show. You're helping yourself. You're helping the sponsor. It's all about helping each other, man. We got to keep this community rocking and rolling. And that's how we do it, is by helping the customer meet the sponsor.
That's right.
The sponsor helps the show. The show helps the customer.
Everybody's happy.
It's like one of those things.
I don't know. Like there's a dirty thing, like, but I don't know. That's what,
like,
I don't,
a thing, like where one thing needs another thing.
Like a symbiotic relationship?
Sort of.
As opposed to a parasitic relationship?
Okay.
I didn't want to say circle jerk.
I think symbiote.
That's kind of the symbol. Why do you, that's kind of the hand gesture you were making.
Why do you Why do you do that? Why do you do it during the sponsor thing?
Anyway, Big Kev.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev Geek Stuff?
James McAvoy is Eric Draven.
Selling out and really selling himself short, at that matter.
And the Crow reboot. Matthew Vaughn is going to be producing the Fantastic Four reboot, being directed by Josh Trank. Of course, that's coming to theaters in March of 2015.
Woo, yay!
Megan Fox, the dark-skinned brunette, is playing the pale-skinned redhead April O'Neil in the upcoming TMNT reboot. Also, Marvel with their...
I'm sorry,
number
I,
one,
I
52 reboot.
I cannot get.
The fuck
I can't
doing.
Get over the Megan Fox thing. It's still bothering me.
I don't know why it's such a shock anymore.
She's so irrelevant.
It's Michael Bay.
Was Jessica Chastain not available?
It's Michael Bay.
By the way, have we decided whether she's hot or not?
I don't think we've decided.
I can't decide. Some days I'm like, she's pretty hot. Other days I'm like, she's not hot.
No. I think I'm going with not.
All right.
I think we're both not.
I don't know. Right. I think today's one of those days for me.
DC kills off Damian Wayne in this week's issue of
Woo-hoo!
Batman Incorporated number 8.
No one saw that coming.
Word.
Or but they did.
And I think that was it in news. Of course, then we moved into comic books
yes.
this week. Out this week, Batman The Dark Knight number 17.
Uh-huh.
Talon number 5. Guardians of the Galaxy 0.1,
yeah.
Uncanny X-Men number 2,
mm-hmm.
and I think that was it, right?
Do you think there'll be a couple more point books before the actual, because the actual one isn't coming out for a couple of months?
No, I think it's next month.
I thought it was like
No, I think it's March.
Still. Oh.
I think it's March. Maybe they'll do 0.1, 0.2, 0.3.
That's what I thought.
The problem I have with
dumb
that,
like that.
The problem I have with that, if that's what they're doing, is if they're charging full price. It's still a $3.99 issue.
Still a thick
so
book,
you know what?
Though.
It is a thick book, and it's worth the $3.99, but you know what? Just call fucking issue one. What's
yeah,
the point?
Hello.
What's the point of giving me a point one? Point one could have easily been zero. It could have easily been one.
Yep.
I'm just saying. And
keeps you guessing though, don't it?
In product this week, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Rise of the Turtles out on DVD. Don't buy this. Wait for the full season to come out. But I wanted to mention it anyway.
Yeah.
And then in product, we talked about the Huck G Kid Robot Dunny. Post-apocalypse series
right.
hitting tomorrow. Good luck getting any of those. And, of course, Fuller Design, those awesome JLA
oh,
costumes.
Oh, yeah, they
and
are amazing.
And he's got
amazing.
Some great costumes. He's got a lot of awesome. He does awesome work. And I think the prices are really reasonable,
yeah.
considering some of the other customs I've seen and have paid.
Hold on. Wait, there's something in my throat. John Paul Kaiser.
No, that's terrible.
What?
That's terrible.
I cough.
I love that man's work. Customs are completely reasonable.
All I did was cough.
But check out the artwork of Fuller. I will post a link to the site, so check out the show notes for that.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, we talked in length
about
the Kotobukiya
The brand new Artifacts Darth Vader. This is the Return of Anakin Skywalker version of Darth Vader based on Return of the Jedi. Awesome piece. Lots of display possibilities for you. Very affordable. Very collectible. Definitely check it out.
And, of course, don't forget also this week there was a brand new game stuff earlier in the episode. So
yes.
Thank you, Coke Logic, for keeping up with that. Thank you for all of you who support game stuff. We love having that as part of the show.
And can I also say that I've been getting a lot of emails, where is Little Fifi's Who stuff?
Yes.
This is totally my fault.
Lost
totally,
the TARDIS.
Totally, totally, utterly my fault. I swear by God, by the end of March, I will be back on schedule with Little Fifi, and we will be getting you at least twice a month, possibly on a bi-monthly. That's twice monthly, right?
Sure.
Basis. No, it's bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly is, I don't know, that's weird. Bi-monthly should, to me, is
every other month.
Is every other month.
So what's bi-weekly?
Isn't
that twice a week?
It is twice.
Is that twice a week? That's twice monthly.
Twice monthly is what you're looking for.
Right. I think bi-weekly is. Anyway, I'm hoping to get you at least one or two a month. She's got some fabulous comments about some of the stuff going on with Doctor Who. There's some great product that she wants to talk about. This has all been my fault. And if you'd like to call and bash me about it. What was that, OG?
425.
I was going to say, here's my phone number, and you can just call and give me crap about it.
Oh, 973.
If you want to do the GBM line, we could do that too.
425-920-6050.
And leave a bashing comment over there, and you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode.
And please feel free to address all of those particular comments. Hey, Big Kev.
Sure, that's okay. It's okay to address those, hey, Big Kev.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Also, please subscribe to us on iTunes or YouTube or both. YouTube hits have been slowly going up. Subscribers have been slowly going up, which means you guys are enjoying it.
Right.
And that's good. We like to know that's a good venue for you.
Right. And we're also, there's going to be the Spring Pledge Drive here at Big Kev's Public Radio. Will be coming soon, the pledge drive.
Also, I will say, a bunch of new listeners coming from the YouTube have reached out to us and said that that's where they found us. So
yes,
that's
sir.
Awesome. Of course, don't forget to support us through our Amazon Associates link. That really helps the show out.
Yes.
And, of course, it helps us to hopefully bring you more product, better content, more con appearances.
Lots of stuff
that
coming
kind
up.
Of stuff.
Lots
so
of stuff.
Continue to support that. Of course, we're very grateful for all of your work with that. And I think, Big Kev, that might be it.
And with that, OG, we will end this show as we end all Big Kev's Geek Stuff by saying, good night, Seth MacFarlane. You did a good job, kid, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.